At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
And five, four, three, two, what up, y'all? Welcome to Here's the Thing. I'm Kevin Stay.
That chick, AJ.
Welcome to another podcast episode. Smash that like button. Smash that notification button. Welcome to Here's the Thing. How are you? Church announcement. Cheers. Church announcement. Columbus, Ohio this week. The ticket sales are butt sweat.
Let's
right
just cancel
now.
It, man. Well, this week.
And I Cleveland, the church canceled, and I didn't even bother redoing it because it's always hard to sell tickets in Cleveland. Columbus, as I think about it, I always had to push harder and harder. It's just not, and I ran ads. And the ads performed so poorly, I thought I made a mistake. I've never run ads that have had less of an impact than Columbus, Ohio. I mean, even Tulsa, Oklahoma City, and I was doing all the Ohio. Them folks said, man,
you
no.
You got to be careful pushing hard. You might get a hemorrhoid.
I might. So it's not so bad that I'll never come again, but you might be on the list of like every 2 or 3 years, 4 years. Beyonce ain't doing Cowboy Carter in Columbus.
She's doing nine cities.
She ain't going to Columbus. You come to me when my name be. Yeah, man.
That was good.
So there's only 7 cities left. So pull up if you want to or don't. Newark, on the other hand, there's like 15 tickets left.
So how many cities did you do? Or will you have done?
I think we started off with 47.
We started off.
47 or 49?
We started off with 47. We took 2 off, and then we added 2.
We added one. We just added the D.C. day, didn't we?
I thought we started with 49.
I think we took, yeah. I think
we took 2.
Took 2 off, added 1. We ended up 48 loss of power.
48.
We have 48 we canceled dates? 2 Kentucky dates. Oh, no, and Cleveland.
And Cleveland.
So it's like 46.
47.
47.
God, dog.
47. It's Rahway, New Jersey, not Newark. Blah, blah, blah.
Guys, we're risking our lives flying
You know
to
what I'm talking about. I'm we not putting Rahway on a lives. Flyer. I'm putting Newark. People say L.A., whether it's in Hollywood or all these places. I ain't putting Rahway on a flyer.
You know
Rahway,
how dangerous it is to fly United into Newark right now? And we're doing it.
Listen. Just
You're welcome.
It's actually Rahway.
You can tell you at the end of the tour, your eyes are more squinty. That's when Kevin gets to the end of the tour where he's just grasping for his energy. You guys get really what a tiny.
I'm looking forward to this break. I ain't doing 46 cities. I'm on my Beyonce.
Stop
next
time. Lying to the people.
I'm not doing 46.
You won't. You'll do a 74.
No. I'm telling you. I don't care if it's a big difference, Jay Coop. I ain't typing Rahway. I'm leaving it as Newark.
Listen, if LA could go to wherever the hell we went to for that, that was not LA at all. And we showed up.
No. In LA, I'm not putting Inglewood versus Hollywood. It's Los Angeles, California, surrounding areas. I ain't doing it. When we in Raleigh, North Carolina, technically the club's in Cary. I'm not putting Cary, North Carolina on a thing so people be like, what's Cary, North Carolina? Google it.
Find out.
Technically, the Charlotte show was in Gastonia. You think I'm typing Gastonia out?
Yes. Just
I'm not typing Gastonia.
Same with Schaumburg.
Schaumburg?
First of all, it sounds like a disease. So you got to put Chicago.
Schaumburg? You think I'm typing out Schaumburg?
Queen City?
No. Schaumburg, Illinois? So people would be like, what's Schaumburg? Never heard of it. Oh, it's a suburb of Chicago. I don't care. I don't want to hear it.
Kev's angry.
It does sound like angry.
There's a whole bunch of cities that I'm never, I don't care. I don't care if it's whatever. It's, you know.
Take off your tennis shoes. You'll feel better. And just
you think I'm putting Duluth, feet. Georgia? Duluth?
You going to put
Lithonia? Stone Mountain? Atlanta. I'm putting Atlanta. I'll be having it in Athens, Georgia, and I'm putting Atlanta.
Closer, damn no.
Yeah, man. Anyway.
I got a church announcement.
Oh, talk about it, Angel.
So y'all already know I'm a Mocha mom. We're doing a fundraiser called Mocha Masterclass. It's a series of classes where we have experts teach you about something that you might want to know for a very low cost. The first two classes are this Saturday, May the 17th. I'm teaching one, and that's how I make money on social media at 9 a.m. PST. And then Brianna Jones, my content manager, is teaching a class on how to strategically grow your social media presence. That class is at 10:30. If you would like to take the class, it's virtual. Look at the link in my bio on Instagram on That Chick Angel. And each class is only $20. That's it. And it's a fundraiser. It all goes to the nonprofit Mocha Moms.
Bing, bang, boom, bop, bam. Bam. All right. So yesterday, as we shoot this, news broke that Tory Lanez was stabbed in prison. Then later on his official Instagram account, they wrote out Tory was stabbed 14 times, or he wrote out, his team wrote out, somebody posted, Tory was stabbed 14 times, including 7 wounds to his back, 4 to his torso, 2 to the back of his head, 1 to the left side of his face. Both of his lungs collapsed, and he was placed on a breathing apparatus. He's now breathing on his own, despite being in pain. He's talking normally in good spirits and deeply thankful to God that he is pulling through. He also wants to thank everyone for their continued prayers and support. Angel, as a black mom, what are your thoughts? No matter what the topic is, by the way, I like to say as a black mom or black woman.
Why? Because I don't have any other perspective.
Just want to make sure people know black women is be talking.
She be talking on this show. That's a lot of stabs. That was my first thought. Like, God, dog. Hopefully it was more than one nigga, because if you let one nigga stab you that much, you must have been asleep. Yeah. So it was probably a lot of people, and that probably have to have been horrific for him.
Yeah.
I would think so, because if he didn't have a knife to stab back, which you can't really defend yourself from a knife.
Only Jason Bourne and John. When I see movies like John Wick and Jason Bourne and Jason Statham and Tom Cruise, when I see the assailant having a knife and the hero not having a knife,
they're getting cut at least once.
But they don't be getting cut all the time. They might get you have knife, me have no knife, me stabbed.
Yes,
I don't know how to disarm. If somebody came at me in a dark alley,
if I go like this,
you win. I'm going to be like,
right.
And you're going to, I might block my face, but the assailant, it's going through.
And then
I'm just like,
Do you say, ow? What do you say?
You stabbed my arm, assailant.
That hurts.
I always, I'm like, he getting stabbed. Yeah. And they're always like, skeets.
And like the pain doesn't hurt them if they do get hurt.
No.
Cut. I'm going to be talking about that. that shit.
That would be so funny. Can you imagine if Tom Cruise said ow in the new Mission Impossible?
Ow. That's because how do you not?
Somebody
nobody's that
imagine
manly.
They're fighting, right? You know, they're like, punch me. Like, I'm Tom Cruise. It just socked me right here. God. This is my bad shoulder.
Yeah.
What if you just did the movie?
Because that's what I would do. And the person punching does not feel good.
Yes, it hurts your hands.
And they do it more than once. They be pop and then go back in. One punch, I'm going to be like, ooh.
I want to see somebody do this. Only in comedies. I've seen it sometimes. Yeah. They punch it. Like, but no, I wanted a serious movie.
Yeah.
I want a henchman. Actually, I don't want to talk about it, but I have a funny show idea or movie, I don't know. And I want a henchman, you know, like, remember back in the day, like Steven Seagal and them, they always was like,
yeah. Breaking necks?
Breaking necks.
Easy.
Or neck chop.
Like
that. And then, but what if you did the neck thing and the person was like, ah!
Right. Or being like, ooh, thank you. I have had a crook in my neck for 2 days.
You just are like, oh, thanks.
Thank you, Rambo.
And then,
well, shit.
They kill you. But anyway, back to Tory Lanez.
I know a lot of people say they don't think it happened.
They don't think it happened?
This is fake news.
Wait, that it happened at all?
Yeah, that's what I saw people say in on the comments online as well as the comments here.
Oh, dang.
Oh, were they being serious? Because I saw a lot of tongue-in-cheek. Basically, what him and his cronies did to Meg the Stallion, I saw a lot of tongue-in-cheek responses to his to this story. Everything from outright joy to disbelief to people who work in the medical field being like, if you were truly intubated, you can't be intubated and in the same day talking normally.
So that's what I'm saying. They think
lungs,
it lied.
Both lungs and that too.
Both lungs, if both lungs collapse and you're intubated, then the likelihood of you talking normally, maybe talking, but not normally. But I mean, this is the internet. I fully believe anything of this magnitude, regardless of the person, is going to be met with some, without video evidence, is going to be met with some trepidation, I believe.
Come on, these words. Trepidation.
It's very good, Kevin.
Now, what I think is interesting is Tory Lanez fans being upset that his situation is being treated so cavalierly when a few short years ago, what was it, 2 years? How long ago was this?
21, I want to say that happened.
Was it 21?
It was towards the beginning of our...
Of the panty?
No, not the beginning of the panty, beginning of our podcast. This was like year maybe one or two that we covered this.
Wow. Was it really that long ago?
Yeah. They said 2020.
Chat
yeah,
said it was 2020.
I thought it was 2021.
I think it was.
But it was towards the beginning of this situation.
I do remember that part, but I, you know, the pandemic timeline is off.
Oh, yeah.
Let me check the internet. Where are the articles?
July 12th, 2020.
What day?
Okay. July 12th,
2020. Oh, that was less than a month then.
Yeah. I remember it was early on, and because I was also, it made me go, why is she hanging out with Kylie and them? But I was also like, well, you know, we don't have a lot of people to hang out with these days.
That's true. That is coming to mind now. Yeah. So that's big panty.
Yeah, that's big, big panty. I am not surprised the same people who didn't believe that Meg got shot is now like, why aren't y'all taking this seriously? Of course, those people were crazy.
Yeah.
They still are. Nothing has changed.
Yes.
I don't, you know, I'm not going to sit here and fully make fun of this man, especially if this actually happened, but it's also like you're in prison and things be happening in prison.
That is like one of the, I mean, I think I have a healthy fear of going to prison for no reason. I don't commit crimes. Yesterday I was on a walk and I saw, you know, in LA they have like the little, I don't know what it's called, but the water thing in the middle of the city, little fake river thing.
Yeah.
And it was like, I was like, I want to walk over there. And there was a sign that was like, you go in here, you could be spend 6 months in prison or up to a $10,000 fine. And that sign was enough. Even though I saw like a homeless encampment in there, I was like, I would be the one to get 6 months in prison. And then I feel like I will be subject to this, even though I'm sure this only happens at like.
And with all that Tata, Kev, you got to really protect yourself.
All that Tata? Mm-hmm. What is that?
That wagon that you're dragging.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to try to put all types of treats in there. So you got to protect yourself.
And they're like Mary Poppins, too. They'll find the treats.
Listen, the gay man ain't going to annoy you this time. Okay. That's like they did at the Beyonce concert.
You actually might see him in there for set of assailant activities he did from the Beyonce show.
And this is not homophobia. I just know there is male-on-male sex, and if you don't want that, you got to keep your butt over here in the free world, okay, where consent really means something. I'm just saying.
You said all that Tata.
You didn't know what that was?
I haven't heard that. I've heard a lot of words from butt. I ain't heard Tata.
You got Tata.
Is that
tight jeans?
Somebody said
the booty bandits are coming,
Ken. Is that Kentucky slang? Or Southern slang?
I think it's just slang. I don't know if it's
Tata.
I think it's from over there.
I ain't never heard it. Somebody said like that.
A Tata. You got Tata. You got that Tata. And so you got to keep it safe.
Now, I do have dumps on the truck.
Yeah, you're going to have to stand on the wall all the time. You can't walk. You're going to be on the wall all the time.
I can't come over there. Why? All that tater, man.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sitting on that thing, you feel, man.
Yes, thank you.
Feel like your mama.
Hanako, yeah, sweet potato, yams, tater. You got all that. So you can't be crossing over where they say they're going to put you into prison.
That's, man, and I watch a lot of prison shows. As a child, I was watching Oz. I don't know if y'all ever watched that on HBO. You talk about some vivid violence.
Yeah.
They was doing a lot of stuff that a children shouldn't have watched.
They said that Cat Williams said, you got to protect that virgin hole.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm just saying it happens. And a lot of unfortunate things happen in prison.
Yams on stage. We got to move on. I can't.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to objectify you. I'm saying.
My mother butt is fat. When I be naked, listen to me like, whoo. And I be like, I know. It's useless as a man, though. It's like I have the things. I got titties and butt.
Some women like booties. Some women love, like butts. They love, baseball players usually have like really like robust booties. And some women love that.
So women like fat butt?
They
Chat,
like,
you like a man with a fat butt?
Do it.
Kyle Lowry?
Do a new poll, Kev.
New poll going on in the chat. Like, women, do you like a fat butt? That's exactly what I'm putting. Do you like a fat butt? Yes or no? I'm going to do the poll right now.
There are certain sports that have fat butts. Baseball and football. And luckily, you can watch those sports. Look at the butts and also make money from watching them by being on Prize Picks. Prize Picks is the best place to turn your sports knowledge into cash. With millions of members, Prize Picks has made daily fantasy sports accessible to all. You can pick more or less than on two players for a shot to win up to 2,000 times your cash. Run your game all season long on Prize Picks. Listen, we are lovers of Prize Picks over here as the resident sports analysis. I love watching sports, but also I get to take it up a notch by watching sports and also playing the odds. You know what I'm saying? Josh loves Prize Picks. He's definitely used it as well. Tell him about your experience.
Oh, I love Prize Picks, Angel. It's so easy. You can go in there, you can play different sports, but right now it's playoffs, you know? So if I think some people are going to hit more points or more rebounds or assists, I can pick an option of a combo of all of them, or I could pick them individually.
Assist these cheeks.
Oh, wow. Well, turn your playoff hot takes into tickets to basketball's champion series. Starting with the play-in round, every $5 three-pick flex all NBA lineup you make on Prize Picks will enter you in the Takes Two ticket sweepstake, which could get you and a plus one, a VIP trip to the ship. You know what the ship is. It's the championship. The app is really easy to use to create a lineup. All you have to do is pick more or less than on a few player stats for your shot to win up to 2,000 times your money. And Prize Picks invented the flex play, which means you can still cash out if your lineup isn't perfect. You can double your money even if one of your picks doesn't hit. Sign up today and get $50 instantly when you play $5. You don't even have to win to receive the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed. Prize Picks also offers weekly promotions that can lead to big payouts like Taco Tuesday each Tuesday. Prize Picks discount select player projections up to 25% to provide even more value in your lineups. All right, you guys, this is what we want you to do. Download the app today and use code SK to get $50 instantly after you play your first dollar line up. Again, download the app today and use code SK to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks, run your game.
69% of the women in the chat said they like a man with a fat butt. Didn't know. I'm going to ask Alyssa, does she like my fat butt? Hips, though. What about hips? Because I usually see that.
No, hips is not really something that we're going for because, like, it doesn't give us any leverage. It actually makes it a lot harder to ride. It makes it a lot harder to do a lot of things. If I got to spread my legs so far.
To get over the hip hitch?
Yeah.
So childbearing hips, not good for a man?
I don't, because they're not going to bear them. They're not helpful. You're not going to actually bear the child. I would have to bear the child. You know.
So hips good on a woman, bad on a man.
I mean, hopefully they're good on a woman. I don't know. I don't really have hips. You I have what? Thigh and butt, but no hip.
Hilarious. Let me ask you this question. I meant to make a video about it, but I haven't done it yet. Do you prefer this man on the left or the right?
Well, they're both white men. So.
Well, I mean, put make them black in your mind.
This one makes me feel better about myself.
So you prefer left?
Yeah, I think so. The other person is in the gym too much and probably eats boring, and I don't have time for that.
So this was a Twitter thing, and that's I asked Melissa and Mel this. It said the person said, "Do you think it's a man who's doing a before and after, and in one thing he's not in terrible shape but not overly ripped, and in one picture he's completely ripped." And the person said, "Do you think he looks better before or after?" Men said after when he's completely ripped, by and large. Women said before. And I asked Mel and Melissa this, and they were both said almost verbatim what you said, like, oh, if he's that into fitness, and he's like bodybuilder ripped, like if he's that into fitness, he's probably boring. He's just eating spinach and salmon and saying macros. Mel said he's probably saying macros.
He is eating macros and all that stuff and weighing his food.
Yeah,
and being a boring time.
It's so funny, Asia. I made this TikTok yesterday, and I was like, because I over the last the 2 weeks of Europe and prior, I was in Vegas for WrestleMania for basically a week, almost a week, and then I went on vacation for 10 days. So it was about 2 weeks where I was completely off my healthy eating stuff. So you know me, on the plane back, I'm like, as soon as I land in the United States, I'm back. We was in Chicago.
Oh, God, Kevin. Chicago was just, it was like not even a full week after you got back, was it?
It was the Friday. First Kevin. Of all, before Chicago.
You go to Maple and
I told myself, no, I didn't have time. First, I said, when I go to this concert, I know Angel got a suite. I'm sure they have a salad in there. I'm not drinking. Boy, when I got in there and I seen them sliders, I said, boy, why would you even say that?
Why would you even?
Sliders, nachos, and hot dogs, and an open bar? Who am I? Tony Baker?
Yeah, that's
who. I'm not Tony Baker. Do you know Tony Baker just started the 75 hard?
Why?
He needs that.
I said, Tony, you're not. You know what he had to do 75 hard? Do you know what he had to do?
What?
All he had to do was read and stop eating popcorn.
He already does. Out twice a day.
He works out three times a day.
He drinks out 3 gallons of water.
Eats clean. The only thing he has to do is read the I think it's 10 pages. And stop eating popcorn when he goes to the movies.
Let me tell you why I could never be a Tony Baker. Because Tony Baker he's in shape.
Yeah.
He doesn't look like ripped man. If I'm doing that many sacrifices and I don't look like a fucking action hero,
what the hell
why
is the
am
point?
I doing it?
I can't scuba, what was this all for?
Right.
So my point is, when I went to your concert suite, I ate that food before y'all even got there.
I know, you told
and
me.
And I drank that liquor.
Smacked a dog?
Man, what? And I was, I mean, this close from getting the outside hot dog from the people without the licenses.
We had the hot dogs in there. I know. Why didn't you eat one?
I did.
Oh, okay, good.
That's the only reason. And I still, by the time I was going home, I said, I could fit another dog in here. On the ride home, I could fit another one. So then after that party, I was like, okay. I'm real. I'm back, baby. I'm legit. Go to Chicago. Breakfast at the hotel. Give me the short rib hash and the French toast.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm back. That's it. I'm back. Lunchtime. Chick-fil-A has a new barbecue smokehouse sandwich. Angel, it was a wrap.
You gotta help pull you in.
It was a wrap.
We gotta reel you in.
Then I go to my homegirl's birthday party, graduation party. Full Jamaican food spread, I say.
Wagwan.
That's why you get tired at parties. You got to stop eating the foods.
I want to talk about this.
No, man.
I want to talk about this. I am not the only one tired.
No, it's just you.
At parties.
Nope, just you.
The thing that draws me out, it's that bottom lip.
Kev,
the part.
Everybody's doing drugs, Kev.
I might need to do cocaine. Because at this point, it's happening too many times. It's just a little bump. Right? Because Angel said, and I don't feel my lip poking out. But I told my homegirl, Dana, she's the one who got the video of me in Chicago where I got up and I was doing this. I said, there is little to no separation between my thoughts and my
face.
You were pouting.
I know.
That was a pout face.
I know. And it's just like, you wouldn't, by these videos, you think I'm the worst at parties. Not true. I'm the best until I'm the worst.
I'm the best.
Early? You guys can attest.
Yes, you do.
Early?
You have a good time.
I'm a great time.
You're loud, you're interacting.
But boy, when that car run out of gas, it's over with. And the thing is, the time between I run out of gas and the time I leave, especially if I'm around people I truly enjoy their company, if this never happens at like industry parties, because I never there long enough.
Right.
This only happens at the parties of people that I actually enjoy their company. It happens at in the Beyonce suite, Tab and Chance's thing, mm-hmm. Tab and Chance's fragrance party, my thing. At other parties, once I feel like, oh, I'm getting tired, I'm out. But I can do like a little Irish goodbye and people don't notice. I went to a Halloween party a couple years ago, industry party. This was me. What up, y'all? Hey! Oh, what's up? I'm Roz all Ghoul. Josh, I will. I don't know if you saw the episode of 85 South when Rick Ross said, I'm going to go to the bathroom real quick and change my jacket that never came back. That's me. I'm dap up. Hey, hey, what's up, y'all? We outside. Nigga.
This is the thing. I think you're losing gas so fast.
You tip your top hat.
Because you're peeling. You're going too fast. You're doing like a drag race.
That's exactly what
I need
is.
You to.
I need to parse it out.
Yes, you coming in like, and like we don't need right. You, we're like,
I live my life a quarter mile at a time.
That's exactly. It's like, nigga, slow it down.
And then people catch me. Now it's a thing. Like, cause I ain't at Beyonce when Josh got me, I wasn't bothering nobody.
No,
I'm not a damper.
You removed yourself.
Said, let me step back. I'm basically sitting like your father.
Let me get closer to the buffet, back where they respect me.
I may have just polished off an oatmeal raisin. Because ain't many oatmeal raisins in the cookie spread.
No, there never are.
And I'm here. Y'all have a good time. Yeah. You okay, Deb? Mm,
yes.
Mm. Yes. Mm. Yeah. I don't even want y'all to stop having fun. Just don't come. Don't make me no never mind. I'm fine.
Jesus.
Beyonce did good.
Yeah, she did amazing.
She did good.
I'm proud of her.
Freaking amazing.
She could have done it. She could have been done at 9:12. And I'd have been like,
that was all I needed.
That baby put 2.5 hours together.
She put 3 concerts together.
I said, well, you can't expect me to be lit for 2.5.
She's like, you saw me be lit for 2.5.
Somebody was
lit.
Like, Kev, how you going to not match her energy? She's at work.
I blocked so many people in those comments.
Josh sent me this thing and Melissa sent it too. Beyonce made $55 million in 5 dates.
Four.
You think if you it was were only making, four?
Was it four or five? Five.
It was five.
Okay.
That's an average of $11 million.
If you were making that much, Kevin, two out
of two. I don't think he.
Kevin, that would be Kevin.
That butt would be on display. For $11 million average?
Oh, yeah. You would be.
I would
insane.
Have the highest.
And you know you got
Peruvian cocaine, pure white cocaine from Colombia.
And you know you got 8 more cities left? What?
Whoa! Love on top, baby! Because it's all that I love! Y'all did all that I need! For $11 million?
Oh, yeah.
But I got my money's worth.
You would have JoJo and Zay Zay out there, let me be your protector! I don't want you to ever whip that hard.
I throw my hip out of the socket! I have my babies up! Yeah. Like, bruh, she giving the show of her life because $11 million on the way.
On the way.
The drink 26:32.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's at work.
She's at work and she's working well.
Yeah.
And Jacob was like, no, I paid to be here. So I go BC.
And this is like when I go to the amusement park with my kids, after a while, y'all go ahead. Let me find some shade. When I was young, though, I was thinking about this the last time I went, because, you know, we're Fast Pass McGee now. But when I was young, we didn't have Fast Pass
just sitting in money. Line for 2 hours.
Angel, we would go up in there when they opened the doors to Six Flags. Yeah. No sunscreen, no Fast Pass. Basically $20 to survive the day.
And some Jordans. Nothing with any type of
foot
support.
And we're taking 2 hour line ride after 2 hour line ride, and we leaving at dark time.
Not buying any food there either.
What? Go back out to that little cooler, get that little wet turkey sandwich exactly. with the little the cheese is wet already. No,
the bread,
no
is so, sauce. The bread is so soggy.
The little church van thing, yes. man. Take that soggy turkey sandwich to the head. I wish I had $100.
That's why you had the sausage in the pockets, man.
That is so true. You got to go back out.
You
got to
go out for
this. And that is 3 miles from the front right. of the damn thing.
The church van is way.
And your feet are on fire.
But they weren't. At that age, I feel nothing but joy.
Yeah.
Now, if I don't have no fast pass, what? Yeah. No.
Yeah.
We do all those rides once. All right, y'all.
Oh, we get three in. Okay. Dad, did you say hi to Mickey when he walked
Man.
By? It's time to go.
That was, and we had a blast. I am 42 years old. It's over, baby.
You a whole 42.
I'm 42.
That's crazy, Kevin.
Nigga, Hoka's on my feet. Asics. I got about 3 hours in me.
Yeah, yeah. How did we get here from Tori
being
stabbed?
I was asking myself that question because normally I put a timestamp down for myself later, and I don't know.
I don't know.
He was stabbed, and now we're at Six Flags.
Prize fish.
I talked about my food. I talked about how I was supposed to be healthy.
Big tater.
Yeah, fat butt.
There we go.
Fat butt derailed us.
Fat butt derailed
us. Oh, no. And then you said something about him being tired.
Yep.
That's.
Oh, you talk about Chicago, tired.
Diet.
I was
white
supposed to be.
Man.
Diet.
Ripped.
Before and after.
Here we
go. Yeah. So a lot of times I'd be like, because I'm still relatively eating healthy for the most part sometimes. Also, I want to say something. You just reminded me.
This is how we derail.
Yeah. Go ahead. I had a dinner meeting last night.
Oh.
Very important. Big wig.
Oh. Love that.
And I'm trying to be more healthy. So if I know I'm going out to dinner, like when we did the Beyonce concert, then I like spinach salad, protein shake, whatever, because I know I'm finna wild out when I go to the suite. Mm-hmm. Except at your suite, I was going to have spinach. They had spinach, but you had to walk past sliders and hot dogs and wings to get there. Mm-hmm. My resolve was dead by then. So last night we go to a Mexican restaurant that's fire. Anderson Pack Mexican restaurant. I can't think of the name. Casita. Right. He got three restaurants on the same show, mm-hmm. street, by the way.
Oh, and he got another one in West Hollywood.
Tai Show and Boulevard Steak. All good. So I say, okay, Kev, be hungry because you know you're going to eat a little bad, right? Angel, Joshua, when they set them chips out, I was.
Oh, it's so, I almost... It's so hard.
Guys.
Because then you almost get so full off the chips, especially if the sauce is good.
They got a Lazy Susan, Josh. It's got
sauces.
One of the best guacs I've ever had. A little ceviche.
Oh, ceviche.
Angel.
Oh, I'm not. And I don't get full, Josh. And I eat that whole bowl. It still got room for a burrito.
So the chips came in like a little folded kind of like terry cloth thing. At one point, I can't get good access. I take the chips back off. I'm here, right? And then I say, Kev, you're doing too much in your mind. Made nobody notice. I put it back. We get in the car to go home. And this was like, I think you should eat before we go to this.
Oh, shit.
I said, what's that going hard? She was like, you was kind of went crazy on the chips and guac. She was like, you can't be that hungry. Like, you can be hungry, but you can't be hungry. You can't
you were
be
like,
hungry.
You were like a distraction hungry.
Josh, I was ravenous. I was going in. Oh. And I'm eating like it's us. Like, I don't have, we don't have business to discuss. Uh-huh. We
so
like
you had crumbs probably Angel, in your beard and on your lip.
I'm scooping.
Yeah.
They ordering churros at the end. You like churros? I'm like, no. Melissa's like, he loves churros. I was like, girl, don't tell the truth about me.
don't talk about
I'm
it.
I'm breaking the churro in half so I can dip the sauce on both sides.
I respect that.
So I don't double dip.
I respect that.
Yeah,
Josh, you can. Like, yes.
You can't double dip.
That is why you are my friend.
But you also want a second dip.
I want a second dip, but it's shared dipping. It's a shared sauce.
Man.
You can't go in with the same side.
That's good.
Right? Then I realized I'm the only one eating the churros. I thought we said we eat churros. It's 2 out of 3. I done polished off two halves of two.
They do that to pick out and pick on the big one at the table. Oh, yeah. Yeah, let's get a dessert, right? Let's get something. What you guys want? You want the carousel with the little donuts on it? And then nobody fucking eats it, and you over here hollering this hollering.
So you got, they gave me a donut with a strawberry sauce.
See?
The raspberry dipping sauce?
That shit pisses me off.
I'm no Matt. Not same night.
No.
I'm saying when they bring the little bag of donuts with the sauces, I'm no match. Because little donuts, I feel like, ain't so bad. Now, if I ate seven, that's like right, maybe one. Because
you eat them like popcorn shrimp. It is bad. Popcorn. I hate it. It's worse. This is where intersectionality comes in. It's worse when you're a woman and you're the person that's doing that. You're the person that's... let me try that. Let me get some of that. Oh, sure. You know what? I'm only going to have one bite anyway, so... it pisses me off.
Melissa will leave hungry again. I don't have that in me.
Ever.
I don't have it.
First of all, I'm at the age where I start to get pissed off if I'm hungry. So it's best for everybody.
We don't want that.
That I'm full and burping. Because then I'm in a great... Let's
talk business.
Yeah. Sorry, I know it smells like bologna. I didn't have bologna, but for some reason, smells like Oscar Mayer in here, huh? All right. Let's make a deal.
Oh, man. All right, well, we were off track for a while, but we're back now. How many more ads we got?
That was it.
We did the ad.
Yeah, that's a light day. Okay. Patreon, we love you.
Boy, I'm telling you, the last ad money came in from them people. I thanked the Lord for Patreon.
Because call on them in the moment, Kevin.
Joshua, this show would be, and I'm not, this is not a marketing thing.
I get it.
The numbers have just, from 2022... I'm like, what's the new low? What's even the point of having ads?
It's insane.
It is so bad.
Oh, I know. I know.
Said,
I'll be like, huh.
Dang.
I think I might go back to editing the podcast.
Man, listen.
I don't think we should have any overhead for this.
Y'all who are watching or paying and not watching, and y'all who are watching for free, y'all better thank them people because it'd be over, buddy.
Listen, that's why I be thinking I gotta stop cussing so you can monetize this shit.
And that, listen, on all the way, I was like, nah, man, we ain't gotta worry. We should worry.
Yeah,
we should worry.
Yeah, I can. Let's
Run the merch back as well. Friend of the pod, guys. If you don't do the Patreon, Friend of the Pod 2, new colorways.
Yeah.
We got Friend of the Pod draws, diapers,
listen,
koozies.
All of it. My house will be the warehouse because I will not pay a percentage for fulfillment. I'm listen, like, we can do it.
And you see the tariffs just got dropped.
Of course they got dropped.
We got what, 90 days?
Because it was
dumb. We got 90 days.
He's soft.
I mean.
It's just like TikTok. Why the fuck we still got TikTok? I thought it was gone.
It was all a lie, Steven.
It's always.
The eggs were a lie. How you gonna try to start a trade war when you the big buyer?
Exactly.
I was talking to Liz about this the other day. She was like, she was saying she thinks it's about to be over before they even dropped it. She was like, because we're gonna be in shortage for, like, forget shirts and socks. It's gonna be formula and stuff like that. And we ain't really in a position. You think, did he think we was gonna build factories fast enough?
No, he doesn't think of anything. He's just saying things out loud like a toddler. I eat town. Like there's no there's no repercussions in his head.
Lord,
I don't like you or make pay you more.
The Chinese people was like, I remember one of the, I don't know if he was a businessman, a dignitary, politician. He was like, we are descendants of peasants. We will die hungry and eat one bowl of rice. This is how he was talking before we ever cower to Americans. And I was like, we don't have that resolve.
No.
We're not even community minded enough.
They are.
We don't want no things to be hard. Mm-mm. Please.
No.
They was ready. China was like, so? And it will hurt us too. But we're going to make sure it hurts you more. And we were like, tariffs, schmariffs.
Let's let that go.
Let's just pause that for 90. I knew we was kind of soft when the tariffs for electronics went away in the first week.
Oh, yeah.
It was like tariffs for everything. And then Apple was like, for what? They were like, well, not everything.
Right.
Come on, y'all. Samsung was like, for what? You know. What? You got to have the phones and the laptops, guys.
It's just so he can sound big and bad. There's no actual game plan.
And I was, Lissa said this too. She said, sometimes it feels like he creates problems just so he can say I solved them.
Absolutely.
Like, look, I lowered the tariffs, y'all. You also raised the tariffs.
You did the thing.
But I lowered them.
Because he knows his fans will forget. Joe Biden did it. That nigga was already dead by the time.
Joe Biden is me at parties.
No, stop it.
No, he actually does better. Because he don't stick out his bottom lip.
He lowered the price of prescription drugs that he raised when he first got in office.
Yes. But he lowered them. Okay? You're thinking that I brought you ice because you had a black eye. You punched me.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
But I bought you ice, though.
It sounds like an abusive husband. You're so ungrateful. Now I got you these new teeth, and you want to be mad. But you are the one that kicked them out of my mouth. I said I was sorry. But except for they don't say
you're
sorry.
Bringing up old stuff.
Yeah.
My tooth is bleeding. Speaking of teeth, I went to the dentist yesterday.
Uh-oh.
I want y'all to just cool it on how often do you floss.
The answer is I don't.
Why do you think I come to the doggone dentist?
You do
because
it.
I'm not doing the greatest job. They put some purple stuff on my teeth yesterday.
Rude.
Gas aired you out.
Hey, here's where you're messing up. Was that really necessary? I'm already here for cleaning. I know I was bad.
Are you doing this for you or for me?
Dog, take it easy. Also, if you got me with my head back, mouth full of water, why will you ask me a question that requires a sentence answer? Put the suction thing in there, man. You see this little pond in my mouth. You're like, so what do you think about this? I think that I can't talk. And you are looking down at a puddle of water. You know how the doggone human mouth works. You went to dental school. You think I could...
Now, my dentist don't do that.
My dentist always does that. Doggone, let me close my lips. The hygienist, he got the suction thing off to the side. Put it in there. Get this crap out of my mouth. I feel like I don't like the feeling. Like, what if I want a little mouth breath? I can't because I got a doggone lake in my mouth.
No, they said if you don't floss every day, your gums going to bleed. My gums don't bleed. Also,
let them bleed.
Y'all see these little teeny tiny teeth I got. If the food can't fucking get through, it don't want to leave. It don't want to leave. There is open lanes between all my front teeth.
Open lane?
There are. There's no traffic. In the back, it get a little bit backed up.
Yeah.
It do. But floss,
I just hate that. Like, bro, that's why I'm here. Get in here and pick that stuff. I hear the sound.
Yeah.
I hear the clink, clink.
Yeah, you could floss better back there. I bet because I don't.
Yeah.
I bet I could.
I bet I could do a lot of things.
Yeah.
But if I floss so good, you're out of a job. Right. So I feel like you should be thanking me instead of kind of admonishing me.
Yeah.
All right. And they're always selling me on products. They got me on the doggone water pick yesterday.
Oh, I got one too.
Yeah, they got you?
Mm-hmm.
It was like, what you need to do is just fill this up with water in the shower. I said, okay. I'm going to try the water pick.
Oh, you can do it in the shower?
That's what he told me.
Oh, that's genius.
Yeah, because I'm already in there.
Because they get messy, man. They start.
Yeah, Melissa does a good job of flossing and stuff. I floss when I have popcorn.
When there's something specific in my tooth,
yeah.
I'm going to get it out. But these little itty bitty things, you know, little bitty bacteria got on there. Well, bitch, I can't see them.
Sometimes the kernels in their days, like you forget about you when you had popcorn last.
I need to go to the movies more so I can floss more.
That's true.
Can you toss me water, Joshua? All right, moving on.
I love my Disney's. Oh. I love my, what you call it?
Did you see on TikTok that gingers are now black?
I did. Marcus wanted to talk about it yesterday.
White gingers are black. What were your thoughts as a black
oppression?
Mom? Huh?
Is this because of is their oppression?
I've seen everything from Sirius to, I've seen like genetic Irish, black. I've seen one video said that they're descendants of a Haitian woman. This is news to me.
Well,
I know the TikTok been hilarious though.
I know. Weird. The
but here's a black ginger though. We talking about white ginger.
Oh.
To see, it's more so what I found fascinating was the excitement.
Of white gingers?
Of the white.
Of black?
The white gingers. They were, one man literally started crying for real. He was just like, all the love I've received.
Wait, he really was crying?
Yes. He was like, you don't understand how much I've been picked on in my life.
For having red hair?
Yes. And also other things. He was like, I had a stutter. I was in,
that ain't got nothing to do with it.
But he was like, I've been picked on.
Take your time on that. You know?
But he was like, the amount of love I have received from black people, he said, I've never felt this before.
Wait, that means Ron Weasley black.
Who's Ron Weasley?
Ron Weasley's that little white.
All of them.
Ron Weasley from Harry Potter.
Oh, yeah.
He's black.
Mm-hmm.
He's in Gryffindor, too.
Big Griff. Mm-hmm. I got to do my Harry Potter video. I went to the Harry Potter Chicago shop.
Was it cool?
I love being an adult.
Kev, I'm so happy you're in this. I am jealous that you get to experience all this it's at once, though.
The best part of being...
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
There's a humongous Harry Potter shop store in Chicago. Never knew this. Okay. We went out of my hotel to go to my homegirl's graduation. I see this big old Harry Potter store. I'm like, oh, wow, perfect. I just finished the movies. Angel, I almost brought all the stuff here, but I need to make a video. I got a sword. I got the Sword of Gryffindor.
Wow.
I got
the... Did you get the fire
thing? Is it like a replica?
Or no,
is it,
they didn't or have is the fire thing. No, it's a replica. You can't kill with it.
No, well, I mean, I'm saying, is it metal or is it plastic?
It's metal.
Oh, you went in?
Yeah, I did. I had to go get it from the basement.
I do want to see it.
Yeah, I had Butterbeer.
Oh, yeah, they can't stock that on the floor. Chicago, man.
I got cardigans. Butterbeer is basically... Beer with cream butter. Soda butterscotch.
I didn't want to comment this on your video, but when I went to Universal Studios one time and I got a butterbeer, I thought it was going to be a real beer, and then I tried it, and it was actually soda. So
it didn't sound like nasty soda.
It's not. No, it tastes not. Like a Werther's Original was dropped into a cream soda.
I don't like cream soda, so they're nasty.
You like cream soda?
I don't like cream soda or root beer.
Oh, then you won't like it at all. So shout out to the gingers. Y'all get to be with us, but with no oppression.
But Irish and the Irish accent and the Jamaican accent are very closely linked. So I was like, that makes sense.
That's why when I do my Jamaican accent, people are like, you sound Irish.
Yeah,
that's
what Wagwan.
Let me hear it.
My Jamaican accent. Wagwan, my youth. A buckle of isle. Welcome to the blum.
A bucket of isle.
Rice and pea. Wagwan. Oxtail rice and pea.
Oxtail rice.
Just
and
give
pea.
Me the line and start the show.
Bacalaga, bacalabo. Bacalaga, bacalabo. Lucky charms.
Yeah, sugar don't like his drugs.
Oh,
what was your dragon?
That was from Top Boy. Sugar needs his drugs. He was a Jamaican guy, but here, his accent. Some people say they know we can't believe.
Then let me hear your Irish accent.
Oh, welcome to the show. How did the Irish? Look at the Irish. Oh, the Irish man. Big Irish Jay.
Oh, look at the Irish. Oh,
talking
the Irish
boy. You're talking to me, boyo. Oh, boyo. How did that? I was reading, I was watching a YouTube video on how to do an Irish accent. They said you need to put it linguistically. They speak at the front of their mouth.
But
they
you just go in there. You just went higher, though.
Oh, they had it.
No, that's all you did. They do. You went from, oh, what gone? All right, look at the Irish.
I need to do this.
Oh, and do a little jiggy.
Boyle, come outside. And vampires, my name's Remick. Come, you know, once your power.
The Irish people, it's like the tip of their tongue is being pulled back.
Tip of their tongue is being pulled back, is it, boy? Boyle.
Boyle.
Did you say it, boy? Boyle.
Boyle. Remember when that, remember when in Sinners, when I don't remember if it was Smoker Stack, he asked him, is y'all clan? And Remick was like,
Yes.
He was so taken back.
All about equality.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
See, we're all about equality. We just wanted to steal your soul. We're not with the clan.
Okay. I mean, good. You went in and out, but there were parts where you were.
Yeah, that's my best one.
You drug out some of the syllables, too.
Yeah, the drug out the syllables.
Yes. You have the sing songiness.
Yeah, I got to walk in the.
It's so. Hardy,
hardy, hardy. Hardy, hardy, hardy. All right. Now, do we have anybody in here from Atlanta? I heard there was an earthquake in Atlanta. Feel it in Atlanta?
I thought it was ashes dropping. The BBLs just all fell.
Did y'all have an earthquake, y'all? I seen a couple people say that. What was the magnitude? The people are saying, yeah. Oh, it was small. It was in Tennessee.
It was a 4.1.
Was it? Oh, damn, that's baby.
You can feel a 4.
You can feel a 4?
Yeah, you feel a 4. Depend on the epicenter.
Every time stuff like that happens in places not usually happen, I think of the end times.
Rapture,
wars, rumors of wars, strange things happen in strange places. But we've been having wars my whole life.
Tariffs, too.
Tariffs in the rapture, too. It's in there. Tariffs.
You be thinking, guys, about to call us up?
Well.
That's how I'm going. I don't know about you. But I know.
Why
if
do
I
you have to
the,
put your head back?
Bah, 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 if I hear the horn.
First of all, I demand a better.
I told you. Bah, 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 bah.
What if there was the rapture?
That was my joke when I was on tour with you.
I always thought it'd be like the McDonald's
that song?
No, I did a different song, but it was a HBCU type of.
Oh, I remember that.
Yes. And everybody's like, yeah.
Man, I'd be like, don't let us go now, Lord. We just get.
And I was just about to say. What song is that? I don't know.
That's an HBCU band song, but I can't think of what song they're playing.
It's something on.
Is that Beyonce? From home, that's from Homecoming, right?
Yeah.
What song is it though?
Do you think I know? Remember names and titles? Have you not met me?
I have met you, Spotty Spotty. Okay, what is this? Spotty Abidopoulos.
So that was the opening.
Spotty Abidopoulos. This is the rapture.
No, the drums would throw me off. I'd be like, Lord didn't say nothing about no drums.
No, I know what they're talking about. This is too low key.
I would just think someone's coming down the street.
That'd be like a little lit rapture. Like, hey, we finna go up, God. Yeah. It's too low. We need
no,
big.
And it can't be nothing that would make me twerk.
Nah,
like
that's
that.
Too.
I'll be on my way up. Hold on, God. Hold on.
Let's put an HBCU band, Tennessee.
Somebody said Jungle Fever.
It's okay.
I think they're going to play that Jackson 5.
I think it's going to be something.
This is Spotty Abidopoulos with the band. It's a little faster. Not really rapture ready, though.
It's going to be George Clinton.
What's that? George Clooney?
George Clinton.
Oh, I was like, what?
I think it's
Confunction? Love Train? What is the... Fun from Confunction. Let's see what that is. That's what Patreon is saying. See if this rapture ready.
No, I don't hear it.
I don't hear no trumpet.
The Lord is not calling us with that.
This is vibey, though.
The Jackson 5 song that bands be doing. I can't remember the song I did. What was the song I did in the joke? This is not it.
Oh, that's Beyonce.
That's what I just said.
Yes, that is song. Okay. Yeah.
It's all the waka waka that I was what like,
about,
no.
What about Jungle Boogie by Kool and the Gang?
Jungle Boogie. Yeah.
Can you feel it? Thank you. Can you feel it?
This feels a little rapture. That'd be a little intro to heaven music.
Okay, I just needed the guitar removed.
We kind of be on coke if we went to Kevin on this.
But see, this we need the guitar line.
Horns, take that! Oh, they just did it.
Yeah, we need Jungle Boogie.
What if they just changed that to Rapture Ready? Rapture Ready. Rapture Ready.
Going up.
Can you feel it from the Jackson?
That's the song. Bam,
bam, bam. That is it. Yeah, now that's rapture ready. Yo, boom, boom, ba dum, boom.
And they just start pulling up in the air. Then you wave it to your friends. Hey, you made it!
Losers, you're not going! And then you start coming back down. Kevin, oh God, let's play.
Come on. Come on. Let me back.
All across the world.
Yeah, that's the one right there. Bam, that's what gets our attention.
Yeah.
We were in Ralph's.
Can you imagine getting, that was just like coming from heaven?
I would probably bust out crying.
I would cry.
I'd be like, God is black. He's black.
This is a good rapture song. Come on, y'all. Y'all ready to go?
Yeah.
Yeah! Come on, y'all!
I'd be like, God, let me just finish this shiro real quick.
What's that Gap Band song?
You can
song?
Bring it, Angel!
Can I bring the chips and salsa too? Yeah, I would not do well. Feel it. Can you feel it?
That's pretty good.
I'd be like, I can feel it. I can feel it, Lord.
Pretty good. All right.
I love it.
I'm sorry, Lord.
Bing,
Bing. What else do we want to talk about? Oh yeah, let's talk about this.
What are we talking about?
Paul Pierce says marriage doesn't benefit men. Let me read y'all his quotes.
Yes, I read that whole article and was like, at first I was like, this jackass, and I was like, I know what he's saying now, but
hold on. Why is this not pulling up?
Didn't he just walk?
Okay, got it. All right, Paul Pierce, this was an article from a couple days ago, May 6th. Paul Pierce says, let me say what marriage is and who marriage is for. Marriage is for old people and poor people. Our parents, like my moms and all them, they married on merit. Like, okay, we're going to put our incomes together, have all these kids. Back in the 60s, they're going to have 5-10 kids so they can work and bring in income. I'm just reading the quotes on the whole article. He said he's not going to get married until he's old. We both old. We ain't out in the streets. We at home watching TV. You go take me to the hospital. I'm going to take you to the hospital. But right now, I'm too cracking right now. All men want at the end of the day is to feel appreciated and respected. When you start coming home and respect ain't there, that's how all my relationships ended. And then he continues, what does it do for a man? Like, we're going to have to give up half our this, pay child support. It's only advantageous to a woman. He said, I don't want multiple partners. I just don't want to lock one woman down. He was married for 13 years. In January 2023, he announced their split with a simple tweet. And that tweet read, I'm single, what's up?
Yeah. He said he's cracking. So, like, why would he be out here in these streets? You know what? I think it's also, I think he left out some people.
Mm-hmm.
Marriage is for people who don't actually want to be out here in these streets.
Yes, because not everybody wants to be out in these streets.
Yeah, some people are like, that is more of a headache than what you are actually giving credit to. You know
Absolutely.
What I'm saying? And some people like familiarity.
Yep.
I see, I had to slow that down. And don't want to switch it up
mm-hmm.
often or at all.
Or at all. I like familiarity. I like comfort. I like trust.
Mm-hmm.
I like all the benefits.
Yeah.
I can't even imagine. I shudder at the thought of having to try and be in a relationship today mm-hmm. in today's dating, where I'm more than likely going to have to meet somebody on a dating app or something like that. Mm-hmm. I can't even think of. I can't do.
Yeah, I just, the ick is real. And the it can happen really fast, and that just sucks.
Yeah,
That's the biggest thing that I think I would be like having a hard time getting over. Just somebody doing something small that makes me want to vomit, and I cannot get over it.
Okay,
and
it's just, I agree with you, because let me tell you, I think at this point, does Marcus have any new icks that bother you, or is it the stuff you have you've known, right?
I'm trying to think. Is there anything that be making me go? I mean, he has annoying qualities that sometimes pop up, and I'll be like.
New ones?
I don't know if they're new. I don't know if they're new. I guess so. I guess some weren't there. If they weren't present. I think age brings out sometimes new things.
Got it.
Just like, is this?
You got the Regina King.
Yeah, you got to just. But they're not like new icks in a way of like, I know it's something that maybe he can't even help.
Yeah,
you know what
I'm
saying?
And I think also you have the benefit of all the good he is for you. Our partners are for us. Mm-hmm. It's like you have to deal with that part to get all the good stuff. Like, I enjoy traveling for vacation. I don't necessarily, not even necessarily, I don't really enjoy traveling for work. I don't enjoy traveling for work. Mm. But I enjoy what I do for a living. So, yes,
the way to put it.
I gotta get on that plane. Like, them seats are not comfortable.
They're not.
People be farting in there. The food is not good. I don't know if my taste buds are changed or airplane quality food has just gone down.
It's probably both.
Yeah, I don't think it was ever great. I think it was at one point not having access to it, then having access to it and being like, dang, this food's really not that good.
You're absolutely right. Because when I never flew first class, they looked like they was over there being served.
You could smell it.
I said, man, this is everybody laughing and stuff.
Yeah.
Now I'm in there. On the flight back from Chicago, I had probably one of the, I mean, this. I would have rather had a Hungry Man Salisbury steak. Because honestly, at least I know I get with a Hungry Man. This thing was like, I said, man, I ain't even hungry no more. You know I'm 270.
Yeah.
I like, yeah, it don't even got to be great for me to enjoy it.
Yeah.
I tell you, I was like, oh, brother, this food stinks.
Yeah.
But anyway, I think marriage hasn't, historically, marriage wasn't for love.
Correct.
Marriage was for joining of houses. Marriage was for, women were property. Oftentimes,
Marriage was
arranged. You need to continue to have children so we can work this farm, till this land, protect this whatever. I need to be able to have children so I can pass them my daughters off, gain wealth. Mm-hmm. This wasn't like, oh, I met Sally down at the stream. I love Sally.
At the stream?
No, yeah, I seen Sally at the stream. Mm-hmm. She's cute. It wasn't like that. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Especially for women. They were property to be
passed off to someone else.
Here's the bride and here's 10 goats.
Right.
In the Bible, and there was often like 11, 12.
Yeah, they were babies.
Yeah, so it's not, you know, marriage for love is a relatively small part of history if you look at the grand scheme of history. Survival, mating, family structure, joining. In medieval times, it was like, your house is strong, our house is strong, you put your kid with my kid, now we join in our houses.
We're building a kingdom.
We're going to build a kingdom. We're going to go take their stuff because their house ain't strong. Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Cersei Lannister didn't love Robert Baratheon.
No.
But that Lannister household, Baratheon, is to prevent war.
The crown of the patriarch.
The crown? You think Elizabeth loved that man? They wasn't even living in the same room. I did not know that until I watched that movie. I mean, I didn't necessarily think they loved each other, but I didn't think they was like Queen Elizabeth and that man.
Okay.
Prince Philip.
It's a really cool show.
Yeah. Matter of fact, that was a big problem. The reason her uncle abdicated the throne is because he loved somebody that wasn't royal. And they were like, you cannot marry this woman. Are you dumb? She can be your little side thing. You marry a noble woman and then have your kids, heir and a spare. Then you can do whatever you want. But it wasn't for marriage. So, it wasn't for love.
It was all business. I really like marriage.
I love it.
I like being able to also, my house has never been messier. And I know
than it is now?
Oh my God. And I know it burns my husband to the core.
Why don't you clean it up?
I tried. Not good at it. I'm not.
Is your hair bothering you? Is it hot?
The room.
It's hot.
It's hot in here.
Yeah. I was like, I know this is not a hot flash. I was like, because Kevin's undressing too.
No, it's hot in here.
It's hot. And so the hair was keeping in the heat.
It has hot flashes.
Yeah, he do. So I like being able to be me.
Yeah.
I love that.
Wait, what does it mean by that?
My representative does not exist in that house.
Oh, yeah.
I love that my representative gets a break when I'm in house. Oh, my God. She's somewhere off napping. She's like, I don't have to come back for a long time. And that's only possible because I am in a committed, loving marriage. So that's probably like Marcus, the fact that he's able to look past the mess and still see my
heart. That's a word.
Yeah, because he's looking past it and it pisses him off.
He don't clean it up either?
He tries. Me and the kids mess it up.
Was your house cleaner when y'all didn't have kids?
Yes, absolutely.
Them little ones be...
Yeah, they don't help. And then my brain is on so many other things. And the mess actually bothers me, too. I have way too many clothes. I don't even know what to do. I do not know. I just look at them every day and go, where should you go? You should go somewhere.
Melissa, she has so much of her mom in her. I'm not really a messy person, but I'm not. I'm more of a straightener than a cleaner. Mm. But if the house, like when I was leaving for this podcast today, Melissa was, the refrigerator was empty. She was like, I've got to clean up. She cleans a lot, cleans up before the cleaners. She's a clean, clean, clean person. I wanted to say one more thing about Paul Pierce before I lose my train of thought. Mm. I was poor people though, when I got married. I wanted to disagree with him, but when me and Melissa got married, we were poor people. Mm. It took a good couple years to even have a collective $1,500 in our account.
Mm.
When we first got married, I felt relief. She helped and I helped her and we needed each other. I'm so glad we got married before the 50-50 conversations happened online, because I was like, brother, what do you mean? We're in this together. I can't pay all this.
Yeah.
You want a bigger apartment to share? I could barely make the rent on the apartment I had. When we got together, she was like, I need a little bit more space than this. Of course. When do you get paid?
But most people are poor. This is the thing. By the standards of what we're talking about, I'm not talking about the people who are like unhoused living in encampments.
Yeah.
That is poor too. But the average American is not out here bawling.
And the middle class is dwindling.
The middle class is two niggas and a couple of white people. Like that, we're like, come on. The average person, the average person has to have a job that they go to every day in order to survive and not be unhoused. Yes. So, nigga, do you mean people then? Marriage is for people.
For most people.
For most people, but not like the 10% that don't fit into.
And also his age and his age, I mean, not his age, but I guess his age, his income status, who he's attracted to and who will try to be getting at him, I could see it not being, I want to start a family with you and I love you for you. Like Paul Pierce, one of the reasons he got, I believe he got fired from ESPN or somewhere, he was basically having a what looked like a bachelor party. I mean, do you think those women were there for love? Do you want them for love?
No, he doesn't want them for love. I think he wants the agreement of we having fun.
We having.
We gonna smack. I'm gonna smack cheeks.
We gonna smang.
And this, again, he just wants to be out in these streets.
Yeah.
There are people who make money that don't want to be out here in these streets.
I don't want to be out here in the streets.
So I don't think money necessarily has the qualifier. It's do you want to put your penis in a lot of different people with no repercussions of who your allegiance is to. Just say that. But it's just that. And he's basically saying, while I can do that, I want to do it. When I am too old to be worried about getting my penis up all the time, then I'm going to get a woman to take this overworked piece of junk between my legs. That's really what it is. It makes it easier for him to do that because he has money, so he has something to offer women who also don't want to be in a relationship. Like,
let's just call it what it is, man.
And there are people, like a lot of men do want to do that, but I don't think it's all men. I think there are some men that really be like, I don't feel like all of this mess.
Yeah.
Let me find somebody that wants to be with me and we have a good time. Yes. It'd be nice.
And it'd be nice.
You know, I just.
It'd be nice.
But, you know, he had to, just because how he feel. Somebody said, mind you, Angel, he is a rich, ugly man. And I need these rich, ugly men to realize what it is.
Mind you?
That's what she said.
He's a rich, ugly man?
That I couldn't see in the thumbnail because I don't know this man. Because I was like, what the hell is Piers Morgan talking about? Because Piers Morgan is in the docket too. And so I was like, there's too many Pierces in here. I was like, what is this white man talking about? And I was like... And I was like, Pierce didn't play no sports.
Oh, that's funny. Somebody said, what's your opinion, Josh?
Well, Josh is rich and getting married, so.
Yeah, Josh owns a home. He got a Tesla.
Josh is rich. Have y'all seen the ring? Josh is rich.
No.
Yeah.
No.
And he got his own place.
Chill.
I am excited about... and I think it's the longer that we've been together too. I've been more excited that I can be 100% myself around the same person every day.
I'm saying it's good time. And she cute.
She's great. She's cute.
Because
she's
the person. Whole, I mean, like the whole talking stages, the same questions over and over. That is exhausting.
Yeah.
But there's really no like substance in that too. So for me, like I have been definitely excited about the familiarity of it. Mm-hmm. And even like the living together and the, I don't want to say struggles, but the things that the little icks that, that come with that too, being able to like manage them, because of like, that doesn't outweigh the comfort of being with the same person, I feel. In this situation. Yeah. So
it's great.
I've been like even this past weekend too, it was a very busy week. I think we all had busy weeks in our own, in our own individual lives, but we went down to Long Beach for the day. Cause Imar's little brother was going to prom.
Aww.
And I took a couple photos, but even being able to do that was like, oh, this is cool. Like, and it's just like, I mean, mind you, it took forever to get down there. That traffic was so bad on Saturday. But I think being able to look forward to more of those moments outside of like your immediate family.
Yeah.
Are these, I'm starting to see more things that I couldn't have even thought about.
Yeah.
Had I not been in this situation.
How long has it been?
It'll be, that we're together. I mean, it'll be 4 years.
That sounds about right.
4 years in July.
4 years?
Yes.
Dang.
That's a good time.
2021?
Yeah.
Yeah, 2021. He brought
her to our old house.
She came around. It was not just July, but I guess you weren't claiming her because she came around on on y'all's birthday. No, no, no. On
I was
June
claiming
6th.
Her before that. Hold on.
This
hold
is
on,
birthday party?
No, no.
Oh,
Mel's
his birthday.
In his at Charles' house.
At Mel's
gender reveal.
Gender reveal. Remember, we just
that's
got
what I'm talking
flight.
About.
That
was
June
6th. Yeah.
That was not July.
That was in June. No, no, no. Hold on. Let's clear this because I know Micaiah's she's listening. I don't even want to deal with it.
Yeah, because listen.
Clean it up. Clean it up.
I've been claiming her since early 2021.
First of all,
on paper.
Because he better
on
get
on paper,
it
you better ask about
on
me.
On paper, it was July.
Oh,
but we've
okay.
been,
how do you make
we've
that?
Been known, we've been known each other, though, at least since November of 2020.
Oh,
yeah,
dang.
Uh-huh.
How that do you make sense. It? How do you make it at your age? How do you, what is that
look like
on paper? What does it look like?
Is it launching it on social media?
No, because that, I mean, that was more of a soft launch anyway.
To the people.
To the
people.
That
was way later.
I mean, I feel like it was defining, for us, we defined what the relationship was in July of 2021.
Okay.
But, in my head it was earlier, but we basically just had the conversation about it.
What is that? What does y'all say?
I mean,
is it the getting rid of other people? I'm always curious about how you do it
I think
when you're older.
It's different for different people. For me, I was always big on if I'm talking to somebody, I'm talking to somebody. I'm not, there's not other people.
No, you're not a roster
but
guy.
That, yeah, I mean, but that was, and I think that was equal parties. I think the conversation was to make that clear that there are no other parties. There is no roster.
Got it.
For either parties.
That's great. I honestly don't understand how organized the mind has to be to have a roster. I called one of the kids Chad. And I hadn't spoken to a Chad. I hadn't seen a Chad on the TV. For some reason, Chad came out of my mouth. Marcus said, who the fuck is Chad? I said, that is such a good question. I was talking to my husband about the kids. I said I had to take Cy and Chad over to the...
Chad?
Yes! And
that's
I, for the life
like,
of me, don't know where...
That's not even a dog's name or a middle name. That's just
another... I called Zay Zay and JoJo the wrong name. I thought, when my grandma used to do it to me, I thought, man, she is so old. Boy, when I tell you that, I look right at Isaiah. I mean, dead in his face and be like, Joe, take that trash out. He'd be like, Isaiah, you know your name.
Exactly.
Which is also something she don't.
Come on, guys.
Correct me.
Come on.
You know I'm looking at you and talking to him.
Right.
And talking to you.
Yeah.
All right. Now, Zay, Joe, y'all, go and do what I said. I only have two kids. You got four.
Oh, yeah. Kai inside. Kai's quick to.
That's why you should have named your child Kai and Roderick.
No. The reason now, why, no, because now I'll be like, you didn't hear me correctly. I said Kai.
Sigh and Chad.
I swear to God. Marcus said, who the hell is Chad? I said, I don't know, nigga.
I could see maybe Chai. Yeah. You'd be drinking the chai tea latte.
If I had twins, I would, for this reason, I would name them Timothy
Albert
and Melvin.
And Bigsby.
Literally. Sai and Kai, no way.
Yeah, but because you're going to, it's close enough that if I'm yelling it, they don't know who I'm.
Sai,
they don't know who I'm. Literally, typically when I yell Sai, Kai comes. He doesn't know what name I yell.
They just heard the end part of it anyway.
Yes, and he just figures it's him. So sometimes when I really want a specific one, I say their first in one of their middle names. I'll be like, Sai Wendell. He know, get his ass over here.
What's Kai's middle
Kai
name?
Kai Jonathan. So that's
I usually just yell boys.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Boys!
Yeah.
Take that trash down!
Is that how you say
that's
it?
Me.
Why you get so? Why you get country and over?
Hey!
You know your voice.
Hey, I know y'all ain't in that toilet.
I know you're in that toilet. I know you're in that toilet. I mean, but being with somebody long, like who you gonna show a boil to? You can't show that to a nigga.
Angel,
that you just
I get them doggone.
In the end, because we got big thighs.
I Melissa be having a pop it.
Yes, Marcus
you want
had
me
to
do
go
new
to.
Girl, lift old balls up. Can you pop this?
Yeah.
Yes. And if now we're new, I just got to deal with this because I couldn't hold my marriage together. Right, no. Absolutely not.
Yeah. No.
And then I got to go on soft, the debut album. I can't go on soft new. And I got to. You got to been through some things.
Yeah.
On soft, Josh. Can you imagine a new on soft? No way.
See, I don't have that problem. I don't have to worry.
Women
about
don't have on soft.
No, we don't.
Y'all just have your bodies. On soft is crazy, man. I got to show you this. We got to take a shower, and it's
or you got to make sure you're so well groomed. Sometimes she's homeless. Sometimes she's hey, how you doing? It's been a long time.
I sound like a witch.
Cause that's what
you
look like.
You're in front of a leaky cauldron.
Yes, she is.
Hello, welcome to the Spoilers of Angel.
Drink this potion. Yeah, she's a siren.
Yeah,
sometimes.
New period farts. How are you going to explain that?
When that shit shoot up the front.
What?
The fart go this way. Oh. And then you get more sound. It's not just a dirt. It's.
I can't imagine a new luteal phase. Like, I just be knowing lists. Like, I can't. I just can't. And then we. And that's. I was talking to Mel about this. Mel is 37, should be 38 in a few weeks. I've known her since she was 12 years old.
Dang.
Monique since she was 14 years old. Melissa since she was 16 years old. Her parents, so Melissa was 16, her mom was 34, mm-hmm. No, 38. Okay. Melissa's mom's 18 years older than her. So she was 38. Her mm-hmm. mom just turned 60. Is that right?
Mom just turned 60. My mama turning 75 in a couple of weeks.
Wow. That's Mama Dorothy.
The day before your engagement. Thank you.
I know Melissa's mom's, her dad tendency, their family structure. If a new person was like, so my dad's name is Tim, I'd be like, all
nope.
Right. I can't do that. Mm-mm. I don't want to. I don't even want to hear it. I can't imagine being like, what do you even ask on a first date? Like, what's a good first date question? I don't know. What's your favorite color?
Why are you here?
And then if she was like, oh, I like your video. Check, please. Y'all didn't order nothing. I just want to leave you a tip. Because I'm out. Or you don't know who I am. Who are you?
I was about to say.
You don't know who I am?
He was about to say, Kevin, you don't want the other way.
I don't want anything. That's
she's
my
like,
point.
She's like,
either
I've
way,
seen your videos are cool. You'll be like, check.
Either way,
there's no.
So
right
what do you
answer.
Do? Who are you? Just want to leave you a little tip, because I'm out of here.
There's no fixing this.
No,
you are new. I don't like you.
What if she doesn't like movies? I'm out of here.
You could. It would have to be somebody blind
and mute. And no legs. I want a little potato.
Wait a minute. Why no legs?
Because I just want to pick her up and be like, come on, toss her in a little basket.
They're heavy. Those people are heavy. The no leg people, somehow, that
I just
weight.
I think I would be by myself. I would wander the earth. I would be like
just flying on kept, different things.
Literally not not even expensively. I would be doing what Anthony Bourdain did for I'm eating in the huts in somebody's home in Vietnam with no shoes.
Now you could do that once and be like, yuck. No. Yes, you would.
I wouldn't. I would.
You'd be like,
I'm in Hanoi, Vietnam.
There's a lot of bugs. I can't.
But I'm paying for my little tea. I'd rather be alone. Because I just can't. I can't even imagine. I can't, Angel.
You know.
And then I got to introduce you to my kids.
That's the part.
And then my kids are like, and they're going to treat her bad out of respect. Of course.
Of course.
Have you watched, totally unrelated, have you watched Forever on Netflix?
No, but I heard somebody talking about it.
Boy, you talk about a television program.
Is it good?
It's great.
Okay, we're going to try it.
Judy Blume apparently wrote this in like 1970 something. I didn't read the book. I know Judy Blume. I didn't know if the characters were black in her book or Mara Brockakill made them black. Angel, it's good. This I haven't finished it. I'm about three episodes in. It's high school love, but it's current. Like it's if
it's on platform? Okay.
We were watching that. First, we was watching this Four Seasons with Tina Fey.
Okay, people have been talking about that too.
We were almost done with that, but then Forever was dominating our timeline, so we paused that. Both good, but Forever is more culturally relevant. At this pace, Melissa and I probably will finish this week. So good.
It was just a little watch TV.
We just, you know what I'm saying? Before we go to bed, just an episode or two.
I be having evening meetings. That's why.
I don't meet after four. I'm no good creatively after four. I can't do it.
Seven to ten. It'd be multiple meetings.
What are you talking about?
It depends on who I'm meeting with.
Do you often meet at night?
Yes, I usually have multiple meetings in the week.
Oh, Lord. I and my team, no, don't you come calling around four.
It's not like my professional stuff.
I don't care what. There's nothing to talk about. You talking about Jack and Jill and Delta stuff?
Yes, that's how we do the Delta gyms. When else? Everybody got to work during the day, so they can't be having a conversation about the stuff.
God bless y'all. Love y'all. Also, before we go, I was at that meeting I was telling you about last night. Towards the end of the meeting, they were like, oh, you know, they knew me. They were like, oh, Kev, getting tired. I was like, this is great. Now this is working in my benefit. Oh. I wasn't even getting tired yet, but the meeting was running a little long.
Oh.
The churros were gone. But it was funny. But anyway.
I don't want a goddamn on churro. Stop talking about it.
I know. I might go to Chick-fil-A after this and get that sandwich because I just can't get out of my mind.
Have you tried the barbecue one?
That's what I'm talking about. The smokehouse barbecue.
Is it good? It's got bacon on it, Angel. Just get it without bacon.
Smokehouse barbecue sandwich.
I'm going to try it.
Is it it's a fried chicken sandwich?
Yeah.
And it's what makes it special.
It's barbecue.
Smokehouse
sauce.
BBQ. I like the word smokehouse.
And there's bacon stuff on it for the bacon lovers.
In anytime things say smokehouse, I'm usually in.
Because I don't feel like they did anything different. Microwave.
They add the word smoke sauce.
They smoked the sauce.
They said smokehouse and they added bacon in the smokehouse BBQ. It's good enough for me.
It, you know what, Angel? It's a fried chicken sandwich.
Dress
they,
it up, make it real
gotta,
for
they
me.
They don't got to do much for me.
Okay, well, we can't listen.
All right, y'all. We will tell you when the bonus is shortly. It'll be this week, though. But
you're
anyway,
probably on Thursday.
God bless you. God keep you. We'll see you at the conference.
There's another thing for you. There's another one. There's another thing for you. There's another one. There's another one. There's another thing for you. For you. Here's another banger for you. With my boy Kev on stage. And that chick Angel.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.